Join us at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah for Cowboys in Concert, featuring cowboy singer-songwriter Brent Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson, Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. This synergistic performance of music and poetry keeps all audiences completely engaged. The combination of deep emotional and moving lyrics, along with the humorous and lighthearted side of life experiences, coupled with a breathtaking photographic display, makes this show one that will always be remembered. That's Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah. Tickets are available at the door or at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com. Call 307-360-8776. That's 307-360-8776 for more information. Sponsored in part by Mid-Utah Radio. Get her off your
mind. Hi, we're the sons of the San Joaquin,
and
we're listening,
listening
to Clear Out West.
That's right, sons of the San Joaquin, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
I don't wanna.
Too bad. You don't have a choice.
Well,
go clean the chicken coop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Let's rethink this.
All right.
I just wanted to talk about letting a horse be a horse.
Yeah.
And when somebody calls up and says, "I need my horse shot."
Okay.
My first question should be, or wants to be, but never is, what's the name of your horse?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
If your horse's name is Sugar, Lotus Blossom,
Cupcake,
Sweetie, I don't want
to. Right. They are the meanest, nastiest.
I do not want to.
Right.
Now they don't know their horses.
Now, on the other hand, if their name is
Diablo,
Widowmaker.
I'll be right there.
I'm fine. Not
I'm good
a problem.
With that.
I know what I'm dealing with.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know, we turn our horses into pets, and they are sometimes and can be and make good pets.
Yeah.
But do not spoil them and let them know that they are horses.
Yes, yes.
If they are in your face, if they are tromping on your feet, that is unacceptable.
If they are in your bubble, that's right.
You know, they got to know that they're horses. They're 1,000 pounds. And, you know, when they rub their head on you, you're going to go somewhere else.
Yep, that's right. And try and resist the urge to say, "Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
He likes you. Oh, yeah." No, that's not what that.
Well,
not
it reminds me of the scene in one of the movies, and Silverado.
Oh, okay.
Where Peyton's horse comes back to him, and his horse is nosing him and loving up to him, and says, "Can't you see this horse loves me?"
Had a woman do that to me once,
but didn't make her my wife. Let the horses know that they're horses. There's a bubble. They need to respect it as much as people do.
Man, that is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, "Hey, my bubble's been broken for a long time," how are they going to get a hold of us?
I'd just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. They know their horses.
They do.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Keep moving.
Keep on moving. Yeah.
We're
going to anyway, so let's have some more music. This is Ian Espinosa and Gary Allegretto. Allegretto and Espinosa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sounds spaghetti like a spaghetti western. Right. They're singing, what are they singing? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Well, I found me working old Santa Fe as a bouncer in a saloon, rounding up drunk cowboys when they get to howling at the moon. And every night about closing time, you could hear me loud and clear.
you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, don't let the swinging doors hit you where the good Lord split you. It's time to saddle up. Hey, cowboy, if you drove here, don't forget to take your truck. Yeah, drinking and driving ain't worth the risk. You just might spill your beer.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Well, I know you had fun with all you done, boys, out on the town tonight. Dancing with all them pretty gals underneath them dim bar lights. And parting is such sweet sorrow, but boys, don't shed no tears.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
If you want to settle that quarrel, boys, you best take that on outside. There ain't no place better than a parking lot to attend each other's hide. And you can prove your lack of intelligence, if not your lack of fear.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Son, well, now's the time to ask. And if you can't seem to find the nerve, take a pull on your whiskey flask. Then walk on over with a twinkle in your eye and whisper in her ear.
We don't have to go home, but we can't stay here.
Well, cowboys are guys that hate goodbyes, you know they'd rather say hello. So when the night is over, they can't seem to let it go. So I'd hate to intrude or come off rude, to just let me be sincere.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
There's a million ways to say goodnight, so find one that works for you. A reba dirt to catch you later, arm a bar and toodaloo. Sayonara, adios, and happy trails till we meet again, it's clear.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Good stuff there. Yep. All right. I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're haying, right? All
right. Yeah, right.
You do it right.
Yes.
You grease up your equipment. Yeah. I mean, you do it good.
You bet.
You do not want to get bit by the grease worm.
No.
So you got it all greased up, ready to go. Sure. You're 30 minutes into the hay field.
Yes.
Bang.
I don't want to. Uh-huh. Yep.
And all that grease.
Yep.
You just put grease in it.
Oh, man.
Now you got to tear it apart.
You got to tear it apart, and the grease monkey gets you, doesn't it?
Oh, every time.
Yep.
Every time.
Well,
top
to bottom. And there's no easy way. You know, you got a rag. Okay, we're cleaning up. We're doing this. Yeah, right. It's all over you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to.
I just don't want
to. I don't either. Yeah. I don't want to move pipe.
No.
I don't want to move irrigation pipe.
No, heavens no.
One of our first jobs we had was moving hand line pipes in peas.
In peas, yeah.
You sink to your friggin' knees.
Yeah, and the peas are all bound up.
The vines.
Oh,
what my gosh.
Well.
Yeah, anyway. It was a blessing to have a job.
Right? Was it?
Well, it sure taught us what we didn't want to do.
Absolutely. I didn't want to do this for the rest of my life.
Well, you and I both figured out we didn't want to be farmers.
One summer.
Yeah.
We didn't. No. Yeah.
We did not want to be farmers. You had the opportunity to go work on the wine cut.
Yes, I did.
But
yes.
They were going to put you on the farming end of it.
That's right.
And you said, and no, sir.
Thank you, no.
We need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, Doris Daly has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.